thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in Habakkuk 2:2, write down the revelation and make it plain. Lastly, to set your goals, put your goals in writing. God told the prophet Habakkuk, write down the revelation and make it plain, so that a herald may run with it, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Note the word delay, because it's not one we particularly like. God can give you a vision overnight, but usually it won't be fulfilled overnight. You'll face disappointments, discouragements, and delays. Because your vision always costs more than you estimated and takes longer than you planned, it can become blurred by your circumstances and emotions. That's why it's so important to write it down and keep it in front of you. Why did God tell Abraham that his children would be as numerous as the stars in the heavens? Because stars are something you can physically look at and count. Where there is no vision, the people perish, that's languish or waste away, from Proverbs 29:18. The word perish suggests something that's slowly decaying, and that's what happens when you don't keep your God-given vision in front of you. If you've dreamed of losing weight, post a picture that inspires you on your refrigerator. If you dream of one day owning your own home, stick a picture of it on your message board. And if your goal is to give a certain amount to God's work, write a check for that amount and place it where you'll see it every day. With a clear-cut written goal, you'll always know where you are and remember what God has called you to do. That's How to Set Your Goals, Part 6 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.